Ayo, tutuka, tutuka. It's your only one host for the show. Drumroll, please. Olasti, welcome to today's episode, and I hope you have so much fun. Without further ado, without wasting more time, I'm in short of opening sentences to use, but let's get down to business. Allow me to take to Twitter one beautiful day to tweet, how do you respond to I love you from someone you don't love? And before you start having flashbacks of your unreciprocated I love you speech, I want to let you know, Kwe is not your fault, they just did not know your words. And that Kwe, even celebrities, they go through this kind of situation. If think I'm lying. Is this your favorite?
I love you.
Okay.
It's like your neighbor generator is disturbing. I say I love you.
Okay. Thank you.
Babe, it's not yet what I said last. I love you.
God bless you.
It's like your neighbor gen is diesel engine. Very noisy. I say I love you.
Okay, that was just for laughs. Now, let's get on the street and take replies from people. The first tweet I'll be reading for today is by Sean Clean, and he tweeted, I love you. And in case you're wondering, but you said it back now. Let's not get it twisted. Oh, wrong. This is not the right one we are waiting for. Jerry, I love you is different from I love you. And if you are wondering the difference, let's hear it from the horse's mouth.
I love you. I love you.
Sherry Benye, Sherry go different. Sherry, this particular one that this brother used, this I love you. When you hear it, you will by yourself and for yourself just add sis and bro to the back. Depending on the gender, do you understand? You will add this like call and response. Ko ni nikon sofuyi. Sherry, this is the magical sentence that allows potential lover to transfer. Wait for it. Don't clap yet. Don't say anything. Calm down. To the friends and family zone by themselves. Now, Eshamilate, well. Thank you. Well, the next reply is by Mr. Jibola, and he tweeted, relax. Organic, relax. Meaning he has not started thinking in that line of emotion. I mean, what makes you even think that you are the only one on the queue, safe? You see fresh guy and you just bend him like that. I mean, you just jump him with I love you. Do you want to press his neck? Biko, he said you should relax. My quick free advice in this particular situation is that don't assume or jump into conclusions that you and the person are already in the I love you phase of your talking stage, because oh my end in premium tears asere to show like John Shaw of crying without console. So please do not assume. And if you're part of the remaining 0.5% of my heart that is rejecting this advice, because as I'm advising you, my mind is telling me that when is the best time to say I love you? Well, my selfish advice is let the other person to do the trial and error. That is a selfish advice. I'm not saying that that's the right advice, but it's like just my selfish advice. If you just ask yourself that, what if the person is shy? Well, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties. Shine like this, we go So on to the next one. The next tweet I'll be reading is by Deji, and he tweeted, hey yeah, God loves you too. Guy now. Honestly, the AI just changed my mood. Even like say they pity the person, but you just have to break this heart, Shani. Like there's no way, no way. This heart must break. But then, on the bright side, Otufunge, the new referrer, I mean, he referred her to one person that can love her unconditionally. These are the kind of customers you need in your business. Customers that even when they are not buying, they will refer clients to you. So let's just say, Brother Deji, customer that Danny. Okay, yeah, he's a good customer. Customer that Danny. I mean, he broke the heart, you know, I understand. But then, Otufunge turned to Jesus. He loves you. Do you understand? Well, the next response to how do you reply to I love you from someone you do not love is by Alice Pell. And she said, I wish I can say the same. Sherry, this auntie is having the battlefield of the mind. So there's a part of her mind that is saying, say it. Another one is saying, don't say it. Another one is saying, why do you have to say it? Another one is saying, should we say it? Another one is saying, we are not saying it. But anyways, I'm glad to tell you that the old cells in Auntie Alice's heart and her mind and her soul came together with a verdict that I wish I can say the same thing, but right now we are having, you know, The ground is shaking. All I can say is that I hope that your better judgment won, Auntie Alice. And if yes, yay for you. And also, I would just like to chip it in that please, I might come and string when you are alone. Do you understand? If you don't love them, you don't love them. Well, I wish I can say it. They should deepen inside your throat for you to say it or what. Because, okay, let's just stop there. Now, the next tweet I'll be reading is by Vic. And he tweeted, "The feeling is not mature." Ogade. Do you know that somebody actually asked him that, "Guy, do you want to give someone heart attack?" And I am using this opportunity to second that question. Like, guy, what exactly is your motive? You want to kiss somebody? Because, Okay, so I'll just say it now and say it once and for all. It costs you, and for future purposes, it will cost you nothing to let people down easy. Kilo de, you are not wrestling. Koni the smackdown. Oh, you need to be nice, but okay. Anyways, Shah, some people are blunt, right? Like, they say whatever they mean, but I mean sometimes. I'm not saying to lie, but you can package it, you can garnish it. Do you understand? Garnish the way you would disappoint the person. So like, they will not feel, oh please, okay, next person please. So the next reply I'll be reading is by I am not next. I see you are deceiving yourself, because on my list you are definitely the next person whose tweet I'll be reading today. Anyways, I am not next tweeted, "I love me too." I see, what's there not to love? I understand where you are coming from, because even that is, I'm feeling myself bad. So I know where you are coming from, guy. Honestly, this response is the most polite. I'm not joking. It's the most polite response that I've read today. Because, in fact, before I go further, I hereby crown you the best overall for today's episode. Yes, the most polite. Sister, you're polite. I mean, you might not have reciprocated with the, you know, "I love you too" thingy. But I mean, you both reached the consensus where you, that is where you, baby girl, girly, fine girl, Omali Changwa, Ego Yibo, you are lovable. So yeah, I definitely love. I love this response. Yes, I do. Did it right. Well, if you're sure and so sure that you're enjoying this episode, then it's time to visit Olamide Zando at Ola_Mide and see for yourself. There are replies that definitely should make it to today's episode, but due to time, I have to read through them speedily. So, somebody tweeted, "I don't make them comfortable enough to tell me that." Oshé, badass. This auntie is Auntie Logunleko, aka Margaret Thatcher. She's not a creature of love. She doesn't give space for rubbish, no space for laxity. You cannot tell her anything. I said, don't tell her nonsense. Another person replied and said, "I swear, it's just to laugh out loud." Laugh, ke? Is it a comedy person? I mean, you want to be whining, mini?
God have mercy upon us.
Another tweet replied saying, "You will stop soon, don't worry." I see, within forming stage, you're already falling in love. You better get up, because we will soon enter the real me stage. So let me demo in peace. So get up. Another person said, "Thank you." The long version that this person was too lazy to type is simply "Eshe Ekwife." Someone even said, "Respond with a simple hallelujah." You guys were thinking about this scenario we play out. The girl says, "DJ Jeezy, I love you." And DJ Jeezy will reply by saying, "She says she loves me, hallelujah." Jerry, do you see some people? Hey, I leave them in your end. Somebody also replied and said, "I love YouTube. Brother Shegbadun, am I a joke to you? YouTube call, Netflix name." Now, the final reply that I'll be mentioning today. This one, I'm even pissed. That's why I saved it for the last, so that when I'm vexed, I'm just vexed out. You know, that grand exit. So this person had the guts. This person, Olori Laya, he has his head on his chest. And he tweeted, "Mado, kill us if I'm mad in Inwaroyi. Like, what is it? Like, why are you putting mad inside this matter?"
Young man, may we not attack causes to ourselves. Let cause not come to you.
That's all for today's episode. If you had fun, go ahead and share this link and enjoy the rest of your week. Signing out. Hola.